Good morning, Oswald, and welcome to Kirkcaldy High School's annual Remembrance Assembly. On Remembrance Day, we acknowledge the courage and sacrifice of those who serve their country and acknowledge our responsibility to work for the peace they fought hard to achieve. This year, I urge you to pause and just remember. Remember not only the men and women who gave their lives for their country, but remember the individuals for who, as we speak, continue to give their lives to protect us. I am now going to pass over to Penny, who is going to explain why we come together each year and commemorate this time.
So what is Remembrance Day? Remembrance Day takes place every year on the 11th of November, marking the day in 1918 the armistice was signed, ending World War I. It is a day for reflection, which is marked by a 2 minute of silence at 11 a.m., the same time the armistice declared World War I would end. Remembrance Day is also known as Armistice Day and Poppy Day.
Wearing a poppy is a show of support for the service and sacrifice of our armed forces, veterinarians and their families. It represents all those who lost their life in the act of sight from the beginning of the First War right up to the present day. The poppies grew in a field called Flanders Field. That's the name of a poem that talks about the poppies in the war. Wearing a poppy is a really good way to show that we still remember those who served in the war. Jessica will now recite In Flanders Field, a poem written by John McCrae.
In Flanders fields, the poppies blow, between the crosses row and row, that mark our place, and in the sky, the larks still bravely, singing fly, scarce heard amid the gum below. We are the dead, short days ago, we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe, to you from falling hands we throw, the torch be yours to hold it high. If you break faith with us, we die, we shall not sleep. Though poppies grow in Flanders fields.
Remember. this year we are honouring service. Service is the act of supporting, defending and protecting your country or nation. The act of service can lead to effects such as trauma, pressures and absence of time. This is why it's important to remember service and the people who have served, especially those close to us. Some teachers that we see almost every day have served in the forces. For example, Mr. Naismith was in the Army, Mr. Turnbull was a member of the Royal Air Force, and Mrs. Harrower and Mr. Mackay served in the Navy.
World War I broke out on the 28th of July 1914. World War I lasted for 4 years, although many soldiers in the beginning believed it would be over by Christmas. For many, war seemed exciting, a trip away from home with friends to countries they had never visited before. Now we will play you a short clip from the film, All Quiet on the Western Front. This clip will be in German, so please read the subtitles, and we will see the German soldiers feeling excited about signing up for the war.
Sie stehen hier an der Schwelle des Daseins. Erinnern Sie sich an diesen Moment.
This excitement didn't last long because the harsh reality of war soon kicked in. Nearly 9 million lives were lost during the 4 years of war. This week, we will remember those who died in battle and thank those who have served and continue to serve for this country. Jessica is now going to play Caledonia for us all. This is a song about the analogy of coming home.
I don't know if you can see the changes have come over me in these last 2 days. I've been afraid that I may drift away. So I've been telling old stories, singing songs that make me think about where I came from. There's a reason why I seem so far away today. But let me tell you,
Oswald, I want to ask you all a question. How many times have you all been told that we need to learn from our mistakes? We're all told this every year on Remembrance Day, about never repeating the mistakes of the past. But how many wars have broken out since 1918? We were told it was all going to be over at the end of the First World War. Then came the Second. And then, the Korean War. Millions more died after we were promised peace. And here we are now with wars in Ukraine, Syria, and Palestine. What I'm saying is not whether we should learn from our mistakes, but whether we can. That's something our generation will decide. In a few short years, that world outside is ours. We're all told we're the future of that world, and they're right. My question now is, will we fix that world? That's our decision, your decision, and soon it'll be time for you all to decide.
Thank you all for listening and being a part of our special Remembrance Assembly. This year, I urge you to do your part and not let the past be forgotten. Our assembly will now come to an end with Penny reciting For the Fallen, followed by pupil Ailey Cameron playing the last post. At this time, we will fall silent for 1 minute. Please remain seated until the lights come on and you're directed out of the hall by your teachers. This Remembrance Day, like always, we will remember them. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.